Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, and welcome to another very exciting sequel to a tutorial. We're going to be creating an explosion after Sam is struck by lightning, and there's going to be blood and guts and gore. Now, we will be using some elements from our Action Essentials 2 collection, specifically for the blood effects, and we're going to be using the 720p version. Basically, Action Essentials is our stock footage collection for action elements, blood, fire, explosions, and glass, and all that stuff. So take a look at that. We're going to go back into After Effects. Now, most of the big chunks are actually created using a particle system-like plugin built into After Effects. So we'll be able to do a lot of stuff right here, right now. So let's go ahead and pick up where we left off. So I'm going to move forward to right before he kind of blows up, and we'll shut off all of the other layers. And it's also nice for managing, big projects, because you can work on stuff without having to render extra things like, the lightning and the rain and all that. So we go to this point in time, zoom in here, and I'm going to duplicate our background layer. And then I'm going to move over, and here we have the shot of Sam right before he blows up. And what I want to do is draw a mask around him and cut him out. So we'll just roughly draw this. So after we draw the outline, if we solo that, we can see we just have a cutout. And I want to go ahead and freeze this point in time. So we'll choose Layer, Time, Freeze Frame. And so now we have a frozen frame of this entire layer. And what I want to do is precompose it. And so I'll choose Layer, Precompose, and we're going to call this Explosion. And we'll hit OK. And then we're going to move it over to the starting time. So we take the starting point and move it over, and we'll turn the background back on also. And what I want to do is move forward one frame to when he's gone, and then move the explosion layer right over top it. And that way it's a perfect transition from being there and then, not being there. Being everywhere, really. It'll be pieces all over the place. And now that I think about it, I want to precompose it again. So I'm going to choose Layer, Precompose, and this time we'll just leave all the attributes since there aren't any, and we'll hit OK. So then when I double click, I'm inside of the comp with our explosion comp, and this is what we want. There's a lot to blowing up people, and this is just part of it. Now we're going to be using an effect called Pixel Poly, and you may remember this effect. It kind of creates a shattering effect, which is pretty cool. And what we want to do is turn the grid down, and we're going to turn up the direction random and the spacing and maybe even the force and possibly the gravity a bit. So we just want it to kind of explode out into pieces. And then we're going to duplicate it and take the bottom copy, and we're going to turn the grid spacing up. And we're going to turn the force down and maybe the gravity up a little bit. So this is like the core parts of his body. I might turn the force up just a bit. Now, the thing about this is it looks very much like, a flat piece of paper. So we'll turn the rotation down so that it doesn't rotate as much. So what we're going to do is we're going to add a roughen edges effect. So we come in here, we type roughen edges, and we're going to bring that out. And you can see it kind of makes it look more like chunks. And if we turn up the border width, it basically adds like a fractally edge. And this is a really cool way to make it seem like, body parts. So we'll go and we'll add a tint effect. And we're actually going to make it, somewhat red looking. So that we have the actual pieces on top here. And then we have sort of red pieces underneath. And we might even duplicate the red pieces, turn the grid spacing down, maybe turn up the force a bit. So this way there's just sort of a lot of things going on. And the core pieces, they're going to fall straight down and everything else is going to kind of fly away. Now we also want to add another adjustment layer and add a force motion blur. And we'll put that right on top. And that will allow us to have motion blur in this particular effect. Now we're probably going to come back and do some color correction, but we'll do that in a second. And the thing about the motion blur is that it's really slow. So we're going to keep it off right now and then come back to it as we go along. So we'll go back to our footage, or we'll call this output, and we'll hit OK here. And we've got the basic idea of our exploding man here. And we also want to add a lot of blood. So for that, we have the action essential elements. And this is one of the funner parts of compositing, is when you can have a blood element that just explodes out. It's a good thing. So we're going to bring that out, and we'll hit begin bracket. We want to start it right here. We might even start it right before he actually blows up, so that we can see it kind of sort of coming on a bit. We can darken the blood with a curves adjustment. We can just bring it down a bit, and we'll duplicate the element. We'll swap it, maybe rotate it, scale it up a bit, offset the time. We really want it to seem like there's blood everywhere. Now we have some other blood elements we can bring out. And this one's kind of a big messy one. We'll scale this one down a bit. Let me rotate it. I'm going to duplicate this one. Swap it, and rotate it the other direction, maybe offset the time of it also. And this is basically the part where you just have to we'll make the outline red. Why not? Halloween. And just have fun. Just make copies of it. Scale them up. Rotate them. Flip them. There's a lot of elements in the collection, but this is just a good way to get a really messy look right away and just offset some of the times. Okay, so here's what we have so far. A nice gory explosion of blood, and we also need to create some blood that falls on the ground. We have some blood splat elements, and if we look at those, basically the blood kind of flies out, and it's got specularity, it's really gooey. It just looks really nice. Now we'll go ahead and solo our background, and we'll bring our blood element out. And the thing about the blood element is, if we make it 3D, it's a little easier to work with. We can rotate it and place it around our legs here in 3D space, because we want it to kind of shoot out away from him. And we'll set the transfer mode to hard light, which blends pretty nice with the road, and just a good transfer mode sometimes. And we'll duplicate the element here. We'll rotate it, maybe flip it. We want some of these elements to actually be facing away from our legs as well. We'll scale these ones down too. Even stretch them out so that they don't look exactly the same. We'll bring another one of these blood splat elements out. Again, we'll turn it into a 3D layer, and we'll rotate it, and we'll move it down here. Now we also want to make sure this one is set to hard light as well. And, the idea is just try to match the perspective and the angle and, get it to look good. We'll duplicate an element here. Make this one sort of come forward. And they don't all have to happen at the same time. We can offset the time a bit so that some of them come out and they splat. And then, it takes a little bit of time before they actually fall down on the ground. So remember, we're going to have this explosion. And if we turn on the elements here, the elements explode, and then they should start splatting. So we should move these over a little bit. And as more pieces fall, we can offset the time of some of these blood elements so that they show up a little bit later and maybe even further away as a as things go on. So Okay, now if we go back to our explosion comp, our chunks of blood are a little bit too bright, so we'll bring those down a bit. And we'll turn our motion blur on. And we're going to see where we're at right now. We're actually going to turn all this stuff on. So we'll take our blood and we'll line it up. We'll pre-compose our blood also. Pre-compose, move all attributes, hit OK. And we'll set the continuous rasterization switch so that everything looks the same. We'll turn our rain on. And you can decide if you want the rain under the blood or over the blood. You know, maybe we'll put it under for now, but it might be cool to have splashes on top of the blood. We'll turn our sparks on, and we'll turn on the lightning. Now, there's a couple final details. We have this hot spot in the feet, and we've got the blood, and we've got a little bit of smoke coming out of the top of the feet. So let's go ahead and take a look at how we might achieve that effect. So we'll double-click on the background, and we'll go to that point in time. And we'll zoom in here. And what I did is I created a new orange solid. And then I created an ellipse. And then I duplicated the ellipse, Control D, set it to subtract, bring the expansion in a bit, and then we'll make it a 3D layer. And we basically want to scale it down and stick it right over top the nub, or whatever you might call this. And by playing with the masks, you know, you can kind of create a little bit of an uneven edge. And then also, we can add a roughen edges effect. Hide the masks there and turn up the border. And that just gives it a little bit of noise. There's another effect we can play with, the scale, the fractal scale, and that will change it too also. And there's another effect called turbulent displace. And that's really going to give us, you know, our random positioning and just sort of our randomness that we want. So we'll scale this element down, maybe even rotate it so that it looks like, you know, sort of pointing in that direction. And then we can duplicate it, Control D, we'll move it over, we'll rotate it, scale it in here, maybe rotate it this way. And you know, you can play around with the settings a bit. And then we can just do a quick fade out. So we'll move the layers over, hit T, fade out the opacity, you know, over just a couple of seconds here. And there you have it, just you know, like cigarettes just kind of going out. And we can even add a quick glow, stylized glow. Control Shift H hides all of the comp elements. And then you can turn the radius up, and maybe turn the intensity down. We could copy that, paste it to both of them there. And we want it to be more orange so that it looks, you know, hot. And then we can also add a little smoke element. We've got this element in here called Wisp as part of the Action Essentials, and we'll bring that out. And this is a great element to use for a lot of things. We could probably even use it on the ground when he's getting struck by lightning. Again, we're going to get rid of this hard edge by just creating a mask. And we're going to set it to subtract and then feather it out. And then we'll scale this element down. Just line it up here. And it can just kind of pop on because with all the flashing, you won't really see what's going on. But we do want to tint it black and white there, maybe just a touch of color. And then we'll duplicate it. We'll offset the time a bit. Then move it over. We can even flip it so that it looks a little bit more random and scale it down. Again, we'll just offset the time there. So there you have it. Some smoking feet there. Looks like I need to adjust my mask a bit. So that is, you know, a very cool effect. We'll go back to our output comp. Finally, we have our window rain, and we'll turn that back on and put that on top. And so we have pretty much our entire composite done, minus some, you know, some color correction, some glow, and some camera shake, which we can do in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at where we're at. Got a pretty good looking shot and pretty gory too, no doubt. Now, as far as putting blood on the lens, just grab one of those blood splat elements and add a box blur just like we did with the window rain, and it'll look like it's right on the lens. Now, I want to add a little bit of camera shake, and basically we can pre-compose our entire shot and go to the point in time when the lightning occurs. And we can add a quick expression. There's a preset and a tutorial on the website covering camera shake. I'll just show you a quick method here. We're going to add a slider control. We'll hit P, Alt-click on position, type wiggle, and we're going to type 8. That's the speed, comma, and we're going to pick whip our slider control up here. And then we're going to add another closing parentheses. And then that creates our expression. So if we increase our slider here, the frame moves. So what we want to do, set a keyframe, move forward, and turn up the slider amount. And then we'll go towards to the end. We could hit U, set another keyframe, and then after it explodes, we can turn the slider back down to 0 there. And then we can turn on the motion blur. And turn on the motion blur for the comp. And then if we add a motion tile effect, we'll put that on here. Click mirror edges and turn up the output height and width. And that fills in the edges. Not perfect, but it lets you get away with a few things. And that way you can, you know, start seeing this effect. And then we can add a quick adjustment layer with a glow effect applied to it. And just turn up the radius and the threshold. And we'll just turn the intensity down. And then we'll start it and stop it kind of in this area so that we just have glow during the you know, the blast. And then for a final touch, we can add a quick curve adjustment. You know, give us a little better contrast and maybe punch the red channel and the blue channel up. See the green channel also, just to give us a little bit better. And there you have it. You have some steaming feet there. And try not to crush the shadows too much, because actually nice to see some of the detail there. But I think the shot is looking pretty good. Hopefully you guys will have some fun putting something together similar. And of course, think of some other cool ideas. I'm sure you guys can do, you know, tons of stuff with making someone explode. And more importantly, making someone explode for no reason. That's always hilarious and also tragic. Anyway, now I want to throw in this one other tip for making the sky look like it's animating a little bit. So let's go into the pre-comp, the background, where we have our dark sky layer. And I'm going to choose Effect, Distort, Corner Pin. And what I'm going to do is go to the beginning of the animation. And we're going to set a keyframe for the corner pin effect. And we're going to go to the very end of the animation. Hit U, and we're going to set another keyframe. And what I want to do is select the name there, and at the very end, I'm going to move the top right point over just a little bit. And then I'm going to move forward to the beginning, and I'm going to move the top left point over. So then if I look at the animation as I scrub through time, it almost looks like the sky is moving slowly. And you could possibly even add a little bit of a turbulent displacement to give the animation of the clouds a little bit more life. And as a quick reminder, we've got this new thing called the blog show. So go to the blog, click on blog show, and we've got these videos where I talk about different things After Effects related. We talk about gears, behind the scenes, and there's also some great tutorials and tips inside of each one. So it's almost like supplemental tutorials. There's a fight tip tutorial and some other cool things. So check that out. I know we're going to have a blog show based on this tutorial, so we can talk about how we set the scene up and just some other cool stuff. So check that out. In one of the episodes, we actually talk about an upcoming plugin that we're developing that should be out here in November. It's called Optical Flares. And if we go to the options here, it's basically a plugin for creating dynamic lens flares that are 3D, realistic. We've got a Michael Bay lens flare here. We've got all sorts of different type of lens flares. And these are just some of the tests. There's going to be many other lens flares related. And it's a place where you can, edit, change, do all sorts of things, control every aspect of the lens flare elements. You can start from scratch. You can do all sorts of things that are very cool. And one of the very cool things is called edge triggering. So it's where you have a lens flare that does some cool animating things when it gets to the edge. So as you can see, it kind of streaks out, and it's pretty cool. We can hit OK. Maybe I could add this into the lightning element here, and create an interesting effect where the lens flare is kind of coming out of the brighter parts of the image. So it can be a really cool tool for motion graphics, as well as visual effects and things related to that. So anyway, that's just a quick look at that. I'm sure we'll have some more to talk about that in the upcoming weeks. Hope you guys enjoyed it. My name is Andrew Kramer, and we'll see you next time.